The book of Bamidbar is known in Chazal as Sefer HaPikudim, the book of Numbers. We know Chazal gave different names to the Chamisha Chumshei Torah and different Mefarshim. Bereishis is known as Sefer HaYetzira, or the Nitziv Sefer HaYashar. Yetzira, the creation of the world. Yashar, the Avos, where Yisharim. Shemos is known as the book of Golos Vigu'ua, Vayikra Torah Kohanim, and Devarim Mishnah Torah. And Chazal called, as we mentioned, Bamidbar, the book of Pikudim. Why is it named the book of Pikudim? Pashas, because that was the census that was taken while the Jews were in the Midbar. And later on, in Parshas Pinchas, we find another census. So the Nitziv is bothered, like, it's good to have a census, but why should that define the book of Bamidbar? So the Nitziv has a very interesting answer in his Hakdama to the Haimek Davar in the Nitziv. The Bamidbar, he just explains that the census has a more fundamental difference. Like, we know on Shabbos, we have Kiddush, and we have Havdalah. They both mark the beginning of the special day and the end of the special day. According to the Rambam, the mitzvah is Bechdisaso v'yitziraso. So what's the special status of the census? What is it symbolizing? So the Nitziv points out that when they began their travels in the Midbar, so we know how they lived in the Midbar, through Derech Nisi, they had the man, they had the water of Miriam, they had the Anane HaKavod, everything, their clothes didn't disappear, the shoes didn't wear out. It represents their Lamala Miderech HaTeva. It represented that they lived in a supernatural time. And everything they did, in fact, that was the mistake of the Nesiim. They thought that that was the higher level. And in Parashas Pinchas, when they took the second census, when they were in the last year in the Midbar, according to the Nitziv already, this Derech Nisi, the supernatural impact they had was beginning to go away. Didn't disappear, but it was deteriorating, it was going down in strength. And they were moving more to a Derech HaTeva existence. And that's what Nitziv says, because when they entered Eretz Yisrael, they had to go back into, they had to live in reality, so to speak. They had to live Derech HaTeva. As the Ramban writes, the book of Dvarim is written for the Dor HaNichnas Eretz Yisrael. You had to prepare them for the Jews who are going to live a normal existence. So therefore, our normal existence isn't about Nisim. I mean, it is about Nisim, as the Ramban writes. The difference what we call supernatural, what we call natural, something that happens all the time, we call nature, something happens once in a while. But the beginning, when they started off their travels, it was more a Derech Nisi way, through supernatural means, and now they were going more into a more Derech HaTeva. So that's what Tanya Nitziv explains. That's what, say, Chumash HaBikud, doesn't this mean the senses, but means what the senses represents. A transition from the L'mala Miderech HaTeva to Derech HaTeva, from supernatural to natural. And therefore, we wanted the Jewish people to get ready, so when they enter Eretz Yisrael, they'll be able to, it'll be a smooth transition into a normal Derech HaTeva, like the famous Meshach Chochma. The one who says Halal every day is a Megadev of a Charev. One who says Ashrei every day is Zochet to Olam Haba. What's the difference? They're both from the book of Tehillim. So the Meshach Chochma explains is because Halal, you say, when a miracle happens. One only sees HaKadosh Baruch when miracles. He's a Magadev, he misses the whole point. He's a Magadev and a Macharev. But one who sees HaKadosh Baruch in everyday life, Ashrei, Yoshrei, Beisecha, Aleph Beis, it's in the form Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, he's the one zocher to Olam Haba. So the ultimate level is, it was a 40 years, that was a Horah Shah for 40 years. We had the Nisim. Maybe it would have been quicker if they would have got into Eretz Yisrael right away. And maybe as the others point out, then there would have been, they could have just walked right in if not for the sin of the Meraglim and other sins. But the transition was, and now in Parashas Pinchas, representing the more natural, you gotta have to see God in the everyday things. You're gonna go out, as the Ramban says, like if when you're in the midbar, mud from heaven is normal. But if I told you you put a seed in the ground, a tree will grow, they'll go, well, what a miracle. So they had to get used to the transition. They were going to be a Derech Nisi, and you got to go and can fight the war and build up the land of Eretz Yisrael. And hence, that is why it's called Sefer HaPikud. It represents a transition from Lamala Mi Derech HaTeva to Derech HaTeva.